Good morning, Rod.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm going all right. Not long now till the carnival.
No, it's going to be really good. I'm actually sitting at the oval now doing this interview and looking out over the oval, and it's in pristine condition. It's absolutely beautiful.
And good to have Sea Road on as a major sponsor. That helps.
It certainly is. I mean, Chaz has been really good to the community, but for us, he's come on as our name right sponsor, and very, very appreciative of his support.
Yeah. All right. So the date is the 29th of December, which is Wednesday, right? Next week?
Yes.
Yep. So we've got the wood chopping, we've got the cycling, we've got the athletics. So what's first?
Well, we've got our juniors start at 12 o'clock. So we start with our Eugene 100-metre races, and then we have some junior race riding. And then in the middle of the afternoon, we have some UCI, which is the cup cyclists.
Yep.
And then the main program starts around half past 4 or 5 o'clock.
Okay. And then on until about what time in the evening?
Our last event's at 8:45. That's the 70-metre sprint final.
All right. It'll be still daylight then too.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Now, for people wanting to go, so what's the deal? It's masking up for a start, right?
Yeah, it's a mask event and double vax. And preference is to go online and buy tickets through Try Booking.
Yep.
The more people buy from Try Booking, the easier it's going to be getting the gate, because with the COVID plan and what we've got doing, we've only got the North Fenton Street gate open, so there'll only be two entries for pedestrian foot traffic, and there'll be no only cars in the ground that have actually pre-booked.
How much for tickets, by the way?
$16, but yep. there is a Try Booking fee of $1 and 2.5%. So what's, I don't know, these, that's about $18.
Yeah.
And gate sales will be very, very limited because we don't have a facility. So it's preference that you get Try Booking, because otherwise you'll be lined up out the gate to come in.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because of social distancing, the 1.5 metres, it might take a while to get in. So really, really preference that you actually buy your tickets online.
Yeah. So that's the adult price. Kids under 12 is still free, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Quite a few people will spend the entire day there. So what about food and drinks?
Yeah, so we've gone with a new theme of Taste Carnival, and we've got 10 food vans and Wolf and Hound beverage. So we've got wine, cider, beer, and the wet area will be the Eric Webb stand, so you can actually sit in the grandstand, have your glass of wine, and your food.
Okay, entry and exit North Fenton Street. And will they be able to park out the front there?
Yes, they will. They'll be able to park on the grounds out the front.
Yeah.
Big park there, as well as around the streets.
Yeah.
And we've got 55 places inside the ground, but you have to buy those tickets online through Try Booking to be able to use them.
Yeah, right. All the info from the Devonport Athletics Club Facebook page. Well, great to have it, hey? Most of the carnival's back. In fact,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exciting again. And Richard Welsh has done a fantastic job being able to get the top cyclists and runners across Australia. It's been unfortunate that the South Africans can't come because of the COVID problems. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a really great carnival.
Who are some of the big names people might know that it'll be?
Well, we've got obviously Stuart McSwain.
Yeah. Well.
Jack Hale.
Yeah.
And cyclists. He's got majority of the under-19 Institute of Sport riders from each state.
Yep.
That's our up-and-coming cyclists, which is really, really good for the future as well, to actually promote them. And I do know that he's got 4 Olympians.
Well, it's top quality. Very good. All right. So Wednesday the 29th, Devonport Oval for the Christmas Carnival. Good on you, Rod. Best of luck. Thanks for having a yarn.
Okay, thanks very much.